Yeah, I think always those types of things, you know, in terms of upper body mechanics and where the ball is, you know, in terms of, you know, in his carriage and doing that type of thing, you can always work on it. You can always work on it, correct it. I think it's got to be an emphasis of the week. You know, we always do a little bit of it pre-practice, but I think when you're coming off a game where it was an issue, you certainly, you know, concentrate a little bit more on drills. You talk about it. So you can always correct those things.
Talk about not beating yourself up too much to a point where you dwell on something like this. But what is the line for him to walk?
Yeah, I just think you need an honest evaluation of your performance. You know what I mean? Like, in other words, you look at it and you know there's certainly room for improvement, you know, and I think he's very honest about that. At the same time, you can't lose sight of some of the things that you did well. You know, there were some things that he did well. There were some throws that he made that were pretty impressive throws, especially in that first half of the football game. And I just think it's important that you look at yourself honestly. The things that you did well, you continue to build on and continue to do well. The things you did poorly, you're honest about it and you're ready to work on it.
So just holding the ball to a point where the guy's open, just make the throw. And it's almost seemed like there was a hesitancy. I think it was one of the ones where hit pretty hard.
Yeah.
What did you see from that play? Maybe some of the things, just hold the ball more.
Yeah, I just think at times there's a certain, you know, some of our, in our offense, our routes, you know, have different options for guys to do different things based on coverage. And I think sometimes, you know, we need to do a better job from the quarterback spot, and I need to do a better job of, you know, preaching it and working it in drills of anticipating it. You know what I mean? So the ball is out, you know, in a little bit quicker time. And I think that's part of it. So it certainly starts with coaching, starts with me and working on those drills and getting those things done, and then being able to do it, cut it loose on Sunday.
You feel like he'll play better?
I do.
You feel confident?
I just think the guy works. He works very hard. It means a lot to him. And I think at the end of the day, and he's got the arm talent like we've talked about in the past and the smarts to get it done. And I just feel like that combination gives him a good chance to really fix things and to play better.
Sean, I'm not using this specific case with Tom as an example, but just in your coaching career, players that you've seen that's got it, are there players that you've seen have been better in practice, or when they hit the field, it's a different player?
Yeah, I think in terms of, you know, not one guy stands out to me that I can think of offhand, but I will say with young players in general, and this is one thing that you got to remember, like Tom's got experience in our offense. He's been here for 4 years, which is a positive, which we talk about being a positive. In terms of playing experience, Tom is a young player. Tom's a young player, and I've seen young players who've gone out there, and, you know, it's a different deal when it's real and it's live on Sundays. The speed of it's different. The look of it is a little bit different. And those guys, they need game reps and experience in games to be able to carry that over. So I've seen it from young players, you know, and I think that's part of it. And I think it's good that, you know, he's able to keep getting these reps and continue to get better. I thought in the first half last week, he did some very good things. He made some good reads, you know, and made some good throws. And we've got to build on it and make sure that it continues to go that way with the more experience he gets.
You mentioned Bruce Ellington. He's getting more involved in it, I guess, with Fuller's injury. What do you see from him just in terms of skills that you guys like?
I think Bruce brings certainly his athleticism in the way of his change of direction allows him to run certain routes that, you know, are pretty clean in terms of a good quick read of separation from defenders, because he's got that, you know, being able to stick his foot in the ground and separate like that from his quickness. And I think he gives you that, and that makes him pretty quarterback friendly. You know what I mean? Because you can get a pretty clean, quick read off of, hey, this guy's going to be open when he breaks out or he breaks in, and you know, he brings that to the table. So I think you know, having that. And then he's got the ability, like you saw the other day, you know, to run after the catch. And obviously, you know, short throws and long runs, that's quarterback's good friend right there. So
I think someone like DeAndre, we know he's one of the best in the league, but for a guy who, like you said, Tom's a young guy on the field, having kind of like a security blanket almost, just like, you know, if you get him the ball, he can make something happen. Mm-hmm. How valuable is that for Tom to have someone like that?
Incredibly valuable. I mean, it's a guy that you trust, that you're going to go to when it's, you know, in those situations where you got to have it. And, you know, you feel great about that's our guy, and that's where we're going to go with the ball. And if you put it in his you know, in his radius and give him a chance, there's a very good possibility that guy's going to make the play for you. So it's really valuable.